Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. West Banco Arena, Toughest Monster Truck Tour. It's the Schultz Ford Wheeling presents the Toughest Monster Truck Tour, brought to you by Wheeling Island Casino, April 11 and 12. Jared Smith is one of the drivers. I had the opportunity to interview him yesterday. Very cool interview. Very interesting interview. Fun guy. Fun. I didn't know what to expect. What do I know about monster trucks or Peterbilts or much of anything? But this guy was actually very interesting, a lot of fun. Jared Smith, my exclusive interview with him.
Well, I've been doing monster trucks for about 5 years now. I was a crew guy for the first three, and now I've been pretty much full-time driving for about two. I'm just now getting decent at it and kind of figuring it out. There's not a lot of practice because you don't get paid for practice, so we can't go out in the yard and break a bunch of parts, or else boss man's like, yo, we're not even getting paid for this, what are you doing?
But yeah. Sounds like radio.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, tell yeah. me, I'm an idiot. I barely know how to operate my automobile, my sedan. What exactly is a monster truck?
A monster truck is a lot different than it used to be back in the old days. Old days, they were pretty much just souped up stock trucks. Nowadays, they are purpose-built machines that are built to perform and do a bunch of crazy stuff. The chassis is actually the tube part. They build the tubes around the driver, and it connects to all the link bars and the shocks and the axles and everything, and brings everything together. Those are purpose-built. Every single thing on the truck is purpose-built for a monster truck. Right. They weigh 13,000 pounds, 10 to 13,000 pounds, and they have about 1,500 horsepower.
When you say a purpose-built, what kind of purpose is it built for?
It is built to perform in front of thousands of people and do big, crazy jumps. And we've got guys that are so talented now that you can balance on the back tires, you can balance on the front tires, you can balance on the side two tires. You can do big jumps without breaking your truck. It's absolutely insane what these 13,000-pound trucks can do and survive and keep going.
Wow. And the horsepower, again, is how much?
1,500 horsepower.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to ask a dumb question. How's the mileage? Are they pretty good on mileage? Do you have to use regular gas?
They are, I would say you'd probably get about 15 gallons to a mile.
Oh my. Jeez.
It's gallons per mile, not miles per gallon.
Oh man. And what about the type of fuel? Is it like rocket fuel or something? Jet engine fuel or what? 87 octane? What do you put in that thing?
I mean, you can call it rocket fuel. It's mostly alcohol. It's called methanol. It's the same thing that NASCAR either runs or used to run. And it kind of burns a little cooler, but it also burns more violently. That allows us to make more power. It takes a ton of it. We usually burn about 15 gallons per show.
My goodness gracious. How big are your tires?
They are 66 inches tall, 43 inches wide, and they, with the wheel, weigh about 750 pounds.
I can't imagine what the jack would be like in for one of your trucks.
Oh, yeah. You could lift a loaded down semi with our jacks. They're absolutely insane. They got a big, huge hydraulic ram. We break the jacks sometimes. Sometimes the trucks are just too heavy, and we have to repair the jacks.
Oh, man. Are the trucks made in the U.S., and if so, where? Like Charlotte, or where are they made?
They are almost all built by the teams that run them. We have a guy named Eddie Micah that lives in Paris, Tennessee, and he builds a lot of the actual tube chassis part of the truck. And then we have Patrick Enterprise over in Circleville, Ohio, that builds a lot of the axle housings and the shocks. But pretty much everything else, you're putting the entire truck together as you get the parts. So you get the parts, you put a part on. You get the parts, you put a part on, until it's a complete truck.
Oh, man. And how long does it take to build one of these trucks, and what does that truck cost?
If you built it from scratch and you weren't doing anything else and you were just 40 hours a week working on the truck, I'd say if you were really good at it, you could probably get it done in about a month. But usually for us, it takes anywhere between 3 and 6. We just kind of have parts come as we need them. And then eventually you have a full complete truck. But nowadays with how much everything costs, it's kind of gone up. I think our new truck 3 or 4 years ago was about $215,000. But now if you're doing one for less than $260,000, you're definitely cutting corners. And the way we do it, we only build them brand new. We want everything to be brand new, nothing worn out. So about $250,000+.
You know, I actually thought that it would be more than that, but that's still a big number, no question. So yes. How long can you use this truck before it no longer can perform?
You've got guys that run really, really hard, and they probably have to replace their tube chassis every like 3 to 5 years. I would say that if we, our new truck that we built 3 years ago, I would say that truck, if it lasted less than 10, 15 years, I'd be very surprised. They build the truck so strong and they put so much thought into the design that the trucks hold the tube chassis lasts so much longer. And then everything else in the truck so interchangeable, you're really only worried about that chassis. So I'd say 10 to 15 years, just depending how you drive it and if you fail any backflips and really cave in some tubes and all that.
My goodness. So live exclusive interview here with Jared Smith. We're talking about the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. And let me ask you this. What am I going to see at the West Banco Arena?
At the West Banco Arena, you are going to see some high-flying, crazy action. I am going to be driving the Cyber Attack Monster Truck, which is the only quote-unquote Cyber Truck Monster Truck out there. Please don't graffiti and defame my vehicle. It wasn't my choice. Anyways.
Wait a minute. Also, there's a story here. You're driving the only electric truck?
It's not electric. It's not electric. It's still methanol injected, just like the other supercharger on it. But the body shape is shaped like a Cybertruck.
Oh, man. All right. Yes. So what am I going to see?
You're gonna see me and CyberTech. You're gonna see Tailgater and Tim Jones. You're gonna see Jerry Beck and Dirt Crew, Darren Basil and Blockhead. You're gonna see a girl, Kylie Thurber, driving Smashosaurus. And you're gonna have Tyler Groth driving the veteran truck, which is kind of a tribute to our military veterans that are protecting us every day. You're also going to see the trucks do wheelies. You're going to see them stand on the back end. You're going to see them stand on the front end. You're going to see big jumps. You're going to see us race head to head in racing. And then in freestyle, you'll be able to see 90 seconds of the trucks going absolutely wild and us doing literally anything we want for a minute and a half. And that's usually the big thing for everybody to see. Everybody's a big fan of freestyle.
What is the craziest thing you've ever seen in freestyle?
I would say it was either last year or the year before. Tim Jones and Tailgater had a really good freestyle going, and he went to do a backflip. He did a backflip. He broke both back tie rods, so he had absolutely no steering in the rear end. He hit reverse and backed up and then proceeded to hit the backflip ramp again, did another backflip, ended up on his side, turned into it, and spun around and saved the truck, even though it was completely mutilated. It was the coolest. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And Tim Jones is always a spectacle to see. He always drives absolutely nuts.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So a lot of the fans can go down and look at the trucks before the show at the pit. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. There's a pit party. It usually starts about two hours before showtime. You'll be able to see all the trucks parked. You'll get to see the trucks up close and personal. You'll be able to see those 66-inch $3,500 tires. You'll be able to get autographs from the drivers. You'll be able to see just how big the jumps are. Even though the arena is not the biggest arena that we do at West Banco, it doesn't matter. We still build the ramps absolutely huge, and the trucks will go super high, and you won't believe your eyes.
So in the pit, give me some pointers. What should I look for that most people overlook?
It's something that I've even just started paying attention to being a driver, and just analyzing the way everybody does everything. I want people to see like just what goes into monster trucks in general. Like when we break a truck, watch everybody in the pits, and even people from other teams will help other teams put their trucks back together. You'll see those guys and girls thrashing and getting a truck back for freestyle. That's something that people really overlook, and it's actually super entertaining because you're like, how in the heck did they tear apart that corner in about 10 minutes and put a new axle shaft in, put it back together, and have it back for freestyle? It's always super impressive to watch and be a part of.
Is it mostly lots of duct tape?
No, back in the day, yeah. But nowadays, no, we put it back together, right?
Okay. Hey, we're almost out of time, and I always give my guest the last word. I really appreciate you taking the time here, Jared Smith, to talk with us here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. You've got about a minute to say pretty much anything you want directly to our listeners here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. So, Jared Smith, my microphone is yours.
Awesome. All right, I'm Jared Smith in Cyber Attack. We are going to be doing a show this weekend at West Banco Arena. It's going to be some high-flying, absolutely crazy action. You're probably going to see some broken monster trucks. You're probably going to see some really big jumps. You're probably going to see guys roll over and racing because they're trying so hard to beat everybody. It's always a great time. If you're not coming to the show, you're missing out. There's nobody else at these arenas doing a better show than us at the Toughest Monster Truck Tour because we have six of the most talented drivers. We have six of the most high-tech and advanced monster trucks out there. We have some of the coolest and the best crew guys. We have 2.5 sets of twins. But we got Scott Heaton announcing. He's always doing a great job. We got Hobbo, who's hip, and he's cool, and he helps Scott be cooler because he's an older guy, and Hobbo's one of the younger guys that kind of keeps him hip. But, yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. Come out and see the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. It's going to be cool.
That is great. Jared Smith, thank you so much. I wish you the very best this weekend. And don't forget the duct tape.
Yes, we got all the duct tape.
All right. That is the Schultz Ford Wheeling presents the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. Brought to you by Wheeling Island Casino, April 11 and 12. West Bank Arena, Toughest Monster Truck Tour. Jared Smith, great interview. I love this guy. Absolutely. I know nothing about monster trucks, but love the interview. Love the guy. Great attitude. Go out there. Have a really, really good time. Tell him Dimitri sent you. Tampon Tim was here in the Valley, the Belmont Buzz. That's coming up next.